Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we'll get to this array of personalities that we've seen with the Houston Texans. But first, I got to tell
you're
you
you're a horrible person.
No, I am not. I'm a man of the people.
I am a man of the people.
Apparently not. Because I have Xfinity Cable. I love Xfinity Cable.
I love it.
The on-demand.
You know I'm not going to miss my game.
The on-demand is top-notch. But I got to tell you, you want to talk about a bougie-ass OG. Listen to this spot that they just played during the break with John Lopez. And tell me this dude is a man of the people. I think not. Listen to this.
This is John Lopez for Xfinity. Whether I'm hanging out in the backyard at the pool, barbecuing, or on
right,
the road.
All right, stop. You know I'm gonna... Stop. Okay. When I'm hanging out in the backyard barbecuing, I do not miss my games. Why don't you just say, when I'm in my limousine, I don't miss my games, John Lopez. Good Lord.
You're a horrible... A lot of people have barbecues and pools, man. I listen to it at my trailer when I'm fishing, too. I mean, I connect to my Xfinity.
Well, good for you, John Lopez.
You know, when
you
I'm down there on my boat at my trailer on the water.
Love me some Xfinity, but some people cannot relate to barbecuing in the backyard. Come on, man.
Here's my last thing, and I told you it was going to be brief. Love the process, not the results. Everybody who is in here has dreams. Man, awesome. Have dreams. But dreams tend to focus on results. The one day of winning a championship, the one day of getting a ring, the one day of having your name in lights again, the one day of having your banner maybe hung. That's great, but that's only one day. You need to focus on processes. You need to focus on daily processes that get you up. But if you only focus on results when it really counts, you won't have a process.
That is Jack Easterby, most powerful man at NRG, the man that is the face of the tampering charges filed by the New England Patriots against the Houston Texans, the man who sat in personnel meetings with Bill Belichick for 5 years, and the man who might be responsible for bringing Nick Caserio to the Houston Texans to call the shots. We're going to get introduced or reintroduced to the personalities that have emerged this week amidst all the drama between the New England Patriots.
Week.
Beyond eventful. Mm-hmm. We're going to be reintroduced to those guys. But before we do, we always like hearing from loopholes. We like takes, whatever you got for us, 713-572-4610. Let's go to loophole. Amani, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
I appreciate your conversation, guys, and I appreciate the whole talk about the tampering and everything, but I think the whole point is being missed. What does this say about the Texans? I think your focus is off. What does it say about the Texans and the McNairs, their corporate culture, if they're trying to build one that's unique, and their corporate plan? That we've been down this road before with the McNairs.
Wait, trying to make Amani, explain to me why they are trying to build one that's unique. When have you heard them say that they want
to build one that's successful?
All right, finish your point. Go ahead.
The point is, with Denver, they brought in Kubiak, they brought in Smith, okay? So the Broncos were successful at the time. They were trying to make themselves Denver Southwest. Now they're trying to be Patriots Southwest. Izzo, Vrabel, Romeo, Belichick, Easterby. Now they're trying to get Caserio. You're not going to beat the Patriots by hiring away the Patriots. Let's try this. Let's fire Bill O'Brien and bring in Belichick. Or even better, let's just trade Deshaun straight up for Tom Brady. Or let's get rid of the McNairs altogether and bring in the Kraft. You're not even trying to emulate the Patriots. You're trying to be the Patriots. We've been down this road before.
Well, I want to ask you this because I think you're being a little bit closed-minded here, and I think you're making this. I don't want to say you have like a simple mindset on it, but tell me what Nick Caserio and I'm giving you a chance to speak. I'm not trying to attack you or anything. Tell me how Nick Caserio is like Romeo Crennel and all these other guys. Tell me how, just based on what Nick Caserio's done, tell me how Nick Caserio is like the Patriots of the past. Because I'm not just sitting here saying, bring in the ball boy from the Patriots, you're going to have success. I'm just asking you, how is this guy similar to those guys?
No, see, I think your vision is myopic. You're not seeing and understanding what I'm saying.
No, I get what you're saying. You're basically saying,
Let me answer your question.
Hold on just a second, man. Hold on just a second. So you're saying, you're simplifying it and saying they're trying to copy the Patriots. I'm saying they're bringing in a guy that's not like any of the other guys. That's what I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying is they're bringing in everybody who's Patriot. You look at the pattern. Vrabel, Romeo, Izzo, O'Brien. I mean, and now they're bringing in.
How is a position coach? And actually, Vrabel got hired by another, by another staff. Romeo Crennel was one of the best defensive coordinators of all time. How are these position coaches? Izzo was a position coach. How are these guys similar to Caserio? Is what I'm trying to ask. Tell me, give me a name. Give me a name or something like that.
Caserio. It's not a matter of whether it's Caserio or not. It's about what the corporation, what the brain trust is trying to do, what the front office is trying to do. It's not about one individual person. It's about the pattern of the corporation. That's what it's about. It's not about one guy. It's not about comparing Caserio to a position coach. It's about what
you
the corporation
did that though. You
did
that. You
doing.
Did that though. Though that's
no,
what you're doing.
No, I did not.
You're comparing.
No,
you're
not.
Comparing bringing in Patriots to bringing in Caserio. That's what you're doing right there.
No, what I'm saying is Caserio part of the New England Patriots organization right now.
I mean,
is he?
What kind of question is that? Am I supposed to say yes and that's going to prove your point? I mean, what are you getting at?
Answer the question. Is he part of the New England Patriots?
You know the answer to the question.
Okay. Then was Vrabel part of the Patriots? Was Romeo part of the Patriots? Was O'Brien part of the Patriots? Was Izzo part of the Patriots? Was Esther part of the Patriots?
All right, let me jump in here. I appreciate the call. And I want to
Hold on. Is hiring away the Patriots going to allow the Texans to beat the Patriots? Is that the plan to beat the Patriots?
All right, hold on. I got your answer.
Give me a plan. Like, because you're using all these words like corporate structure and stuff. I think you think you're sounding a little bit smarter than you really are. Give me a plan then. Because this is basically, I'm not getting anything from you. Give me a plan. Who's better? Who has a better resume than Nick Caserio, who Bill Belichick trusts, who Tom Brady even trusts, who's even coached the receivers when they brought
guys
in?
There you go, talking about the Patriots. There you go, talking about the Patriots. It's not about
you. Because that's his background. That's his background.
Hold on. Here's the answer, guys. And I really enjoyed that, and I get your point. But here's the answer. The answer to this is, I want to be the Patriots. I want to win 6 Super Bowls. What's wrong with that? And oh, by the way, what did the Boston Red Sox do?
You tell me.
They won the World Series, right?
They did.
Who's their manager?
It is Alex Cora.
Where did he come from?
He did come from
the Houston Astros. Dude, what are you saying? This happened. This is, and Landry likes to say this. I've been doing this for more than 30 years, man. This has not just happened with the Texans and the Patriots. This has happened in sports for the history of sports. Go back as far as you want. It's like, we're Patriots South. Good. Good. All right. You know why? Because the Patriots are the absolute freaking best. You know what else has happened? People are trying to emulate the Astros. You got a problem with that? Well, you just lost to the Red Sox because they emulated the Astros. You know, for decades, I can go back to the 70s. You know, who was the preeminent organization in the 70s? Dallas Cowboys, Pittsburgh Steelers. You know what everybody tried to hire people from? From the freaking Cowboys and the Steelers. And they hired people from the Steelers. They hired front office guys from the Cowboys. You know, Tom Landry's assistant coaches was one of Tom Landry's biggest assistant coaches for years? Mike freaking Ditka. And you know what Mike Ditka did with the Chicago Bears? He beat the Cowboys and won the Super Bowl. You can go for decade after decade after decade, sport after sport after sport. If you're saying the Texans, well, they're being the Patriots South, I'm glad. I want to be them. If you want to call that little man syndrome, yes, we are the little man right now. We're trying to be the best team on the planet. The Rockets tried the same thing. Who have the Rockets been absolutely obsessed with like a crazy ex-girlfriend for the last 5 years?
Golden State.
And they're doing everything they can to beat Golden State. You know what Golden State was before they became Golden State? You know who they tried to emulate? The San Antonio Spurs. Where did Steve Kerr come from? The San Antonio Spurs.
It always happens.
Dude, this goes on everywhere.
And we love the call, Imani. We love the interaction. You know, it's always fun to hear from it. But I think it's very simplistic. And I'm not sitting here acting like I invented football or something like that. But I think it's extremely simplistic to look at position coaches and Bill O'Brien and all this and act like this is the Patriots way. This isn't just copying the Patriots. You know, this is bringing in a guy that's been there from the very beginning that is one of the most coveted guys in football. Like that's the reality of the situation. Oh, by the way, you remember when Bill Parcells was winning Super Bowls with the New York Giants?
Everybody tried to be them.
You know who his defensive coordinator was? Bill Belichick. Yes, eventually you're going to hit if you do that. And if you're going to call in and talk about corporate structure and use big words like that and try to like lay it out and make yourself sound smarter, just give me something else. Give me a backup plan. Give me a name. Give me something you would rather do. Don't call and tell me that because Larry Izzo coached special teams, that the Houston Texans shouldn't try to bring over Bill Belichick's right-hand man. That's silly, man. Like, come on. Like, are we really assuming that? I get the apathy and the stuff that comes with being a Houston Texans fan and how frustrating it is that, you know, in nearly two decades you haven't gotten over that hump. But hiring guys from the New England Patriots,
and it's not,
you could do a lot worse.
My bigger point is this is not unique. This has happened my entire life watching sports. Bill Walsh, the Bill Walsh coaching tree.
Mike Holmgren,
what did he do in Green Bay?
Yeah, and you got all kinds of guys.
How did he do in Green Bay, Mike Holmgren?
He did all right.
You know who's a quarterback's coach? For freaking Bill Walsh. This happened. Oh,
Gruden.
Andy Reid.
Gruden, Reid. It's all over the place.
Yes.
Like, yes. Usually the branch is going to come out. And the other thing that if you want to look at this.
Help me out here. Did that West Coast offense catch on?
A little bit.
A little bit, right?
It did a little bit.
Yeah. I appreciate the sarcasm. Nobody appreciates sarcasm more than me when you say, hey, we're Patriots South. I get it. You're just kind of jabbing the Texans a little bit. But in truth, in reality, I want to be the Patriots. If we can get everyone from there, I want them, you know, because that means we're going to be doing it that way and maybe become the Patriots. It's happened forever.
Absolutely love the calls. Keep them coming. You got the blood pumping on a Friday. It's fun times. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. We're going to look at some of the personalities, the biggest names involved in this whole thing. We might revisit the five keys to life. And of course, since the door's been open, we want to hear from you as well. The most interactive show in Houston, In the Loop, continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.